February 15th, 2004. Orion pulled out his cell phone and masked his number to appear to be that of a Dark Hunter's squire. He called their senior dispatch and made sure to disguise his thick Greek accent. Yeah, I was at Dante's Inferno and I just saw a couple daemons in there cruising for Vix. You might want to wake a hunter and send one in before they kill somebody. Thanks, squire. Could you give us your ID? He hung up, knowing they'd comply. They always did. Back in the day, he'd call in the reports like that from payphones to lure Dark Hunters out to kill them. Never, ever in those days would he have dreamed he'd be using this tactic to protect Apollo's heiress. Hades is sitting on icicles. Worse, one of Davin's friends, Jensen, was on the strike team. He tried to get the moron to stay home. He hadn't listened. At least he'd been able to get Davin to stay out of it. Standing on the rooftop of the building next to the club, Orion watched the alleys as people came and went. His phone rang. He glanced down to see Phoebe's number. He answered immediately. Hey, Zuimu, don't call me your life right now. I hear that, and it makes me afraid you have bad news.
God, no, Fee. Your sister's fine. I don't have eyes on her, but the guys aren't here yet, so she's safe.
You're sure?
Positive. I can feel Kat inside. There's no mistaking her power, and it's calm. No firebolts are flying. No one's calling the cops.
Okay. Love you.
Imantrelos Guisena.
You know that's just Greek to me, right?
He laughed at her teasing tone.
I'm crazy for you.
Well, hurry up. Save my sister and get your hulking sexy ass home. You know whenever you speak Greek to me, you make me horny.
And those words made him instantly hard.
That was mean.
I know. Get here soon.
Yes, ma'am.
He hung up the phone and sobered as he saw his friends arriving.
Crap.
If the Dark Hunter didn't arrive, he was going to have to go into that club and ruffle some Werehunter fur to protect Cassandra himself. That would go over like a Caronte in Artemis's temple.
Shit.
Orion had just reconciled himself to that miserable fate when he finally saw the huge, hulking predator swaggering toward the door. Yeah, there was no missing that kind of arrogant stride. Dark Hunter, thank the gods.
Saluting the bastard in silence, Orion stepped back into the shadows. Now he was off to get laid and put this shitty night to rest. He'd deal with his father later. And deal he would. Because there would be hell to pay. But the smile on Phoebe's face when he told her that Cassandra was safe would be worth it. His wife would definitely return the favor and show him her gratitude. Yet as he opened the portal to take him to Elysia, he couldn't help thinking he was living on borrowed time, and that everything was about to come crashing down. He could feel it in his bones. Death was coming, and the bastard already had him marked.